Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
This first part is called Paul Charges God Foolishly. It's about 4.5 minutes. Galatians 1, verses 22 through 23, Paul says, "For ye have heard of my conversation in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it, and was unknown by faith unto the churches of Judea, which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which he once destroyed." Paul says this in Galatians 2:18, "If I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor." Question: has Paul built anything that would make him a transgressor? If so, what is it? Where is it? And what law has he broken? Answer: yes, there is a thing built by Paul, and it serves as evidence against Paul. It serves as evidence of sin. It is a false report, and it is found in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 10. I will read it. Paul says, "For I have delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me, Paul, also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. That's Paul's building, that's his false report. What I just read is a false report shown to be by Paul. The raising or construction of a false report constitutes sin. Question, then what law has Paul transgressed or broken? And what does it say? Answer, the law which Paul has violated is seen in Exodus 23:1. It says, thou shalt not raise a false report. The definition of raise there is to build, to construct. Paul has sinned by raising a false report. The evidence of a false report is right there in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 10. In Acts 25:11, Paul has said, if I, Paul, be an offender or have done anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. Paul is an offender of the law. He has broken the law of Exodus 23:1. Paul has caused himself to be a transgressor. Paul is not what he is by the grace of God. Paul is not a transgressor by the grace of God. Paul is a sinner by his own choosing. Now that is good to know, because in 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul blames God for his sinful state. In 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul charges, he blames God foolishly. Paul says this, by the grace of God, I am what I am. Question, and what is Paul found to be? Answer, Paul is found to be a sinner. Again, in 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul charges God foolishly. This next section, titled, Stand with the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. It's about 5 minutes. In a minute. We come to Galatians 1, verses 1 through 5, knowing these things. We come to Galatians 1, 1 through 5, knowing that Paul has transformed himself into an apostle of Jesus. We are told that in 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. I'm turning to it so I can read it. It says this. For such are false apostles. Now this statement is not by Paul. This statement is by the authorities, okay? Everything in the books or letters ascribed to Paul is not said by Paul. Remember, the Bible is a law book. And you have the word of the authorities also in the text. It says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Let's see here. Notice Galatians 1 begins with Paul saying, identifying Paul. It says, I, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Paul is an apostle by his own choosing. He has transformed himself into the apostle of Christ. The authorities say that Paul is a false apostle, a deceitful worker. Remember the 16 or so back-to-back lies which serve as evidence against Paul that I've presented before to you. Remember that. Don't forget. Okay? Paul, let me move on. Now it says, Paul says, I am an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God, the Father, who raised him from the dead. Now, what about this? What about this raising from the dead and all? Let me get back to my script here. 2, we come to Galatians 1:1-5, knowing that Jesus testified that he is the Father he talked about. In other words, Jesus testified that no father sent him to do what he did, that he is the Father, he himself. We come to Galatians 1:1-5, knowing that Jesus is not raised from the dead. Remember, the dead do not rise, and if the dead do not rise, then neither is Christ risen, or neither is Jesus risen from the dead. We've already covered these things. We come to Galatians 1:1-5, knowing that Jesus died for his own sins. Remember and forget not. Learn and forget not. Jesus died for his own sins and not for yours nor of anyone else's. And 5, we come to Galatians 1:1-5, knowing that Jesus used the term Father as an alias referring to himself. Jesus was deceitful. We've covered all those things. 2 Corinthians 11:4. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus whom we have not preached, listen carefully to this, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel, stop right there. The rest of this statement is in Galatians 1:7. We'll get to it momentarily. Now, continuing with Galatians 1:6-8, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called ye into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another gospel, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Where is the gospel of Christ found? We've covered these things. It's found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of the Authorized Version Bible. That's the gospel. One comes to you bringing another gospel, and the writer makes it clear, there is not another gospel. Okay? Now, in the Bible, the AZB Bible, the AZB, the gospel is pure. That is that which is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Gentiles are a perverse people. They teach a perverted message concerning Jesus, and they call it the gospel. They lead many people astray. Now the text goes on, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached to you, let him be accursed. Where have they preached to you, lies people, the gospel? They've done that in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? The proper understanding of that is this. In other words, but though we are an angel from heaven, preach another gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. The proper understanding of that is this. Though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you, listen carefully, than that which is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, let him be accursed. say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Accursed means to curse. It means to declare to be evil. Okay, now, I want to, let me continue reading. I began reading Galatians chapter 1. I began at verse 1. Let me read 1 through 5 again. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. We know that the dead do not rise. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, that statement is an iniquitous statement. It is iniquity. Just like the line of things Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, 3 through 10. It's filled with iniquity. Okay? Therefore, the authorities come and say, if you be moved to another gospel, which is not another gospel, that is, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven preaching any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, and that is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, let him be accursed. And he said it again. If any man preach any other gospel to you than that you have received, you have the Bible, you have received the gospel in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Anyone comes to you preaching any other thing contrary to the gospel in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, let him be accursed. All right? Now, Paul is one who does such a thing. That's the point. That's the crux. Paul himself, okay, is guilty of preaching another gospel, which is not another gospel, or another thing concerning Jesus, which is contrary to that which is found in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Bible, the authority said, let him be accursed. Let him, Paul, be accursed. Okay? Now, we know also in real life that the Gentiles preach contrary to the things found in the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The Bible says, let them who are doing such a thing be accursed. Okay? Let them be accursed. That's the point. Those are the things I wanted to bring out in presenting Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Now, moving on. The Gentiles have declared in the AVB that they are an evil people. Remember, a curse means to declare to be evil. It means to curse, to anathematize. The Gentiles have declared in the AVB that they are an evil people. That means they have declared it to you. You have the Bible, you read the Bible. They declare to you in the Bible that from the Pope and all other Gentiles, that they are an evil people. If you can read, you can easily see that which the Gentiles preach and that which is in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John of the AVB are as different as night and day. Christianity is an evil religion. I say to you people, wake up, wake up. Hear these things. Learn these things. It's for your salvation. Will you not quit, leave, depart from the Christian faith? Are you so afraid of the Gentiles that you will not depart from, you will not give up that which is obviously wrong and contrary to that which is written in the book, the Authorized Version Bible? The commandment says, quit the Christian faith like God himself, Tommy O'Hart, has done. Be strong. I say to you, choose truth and live. This next section is called The Mandate for God. It's about 10 minutes long. When black people, well, the title, The Mandate for God, Learning How to Repeat. When black people were freed, there was an unspoken and unseen precept, rule, they were to apply. That unspoken and unseen rule says, and this is the precept in its most fundamental form, it says, go and learn how to read. And when you have done that, then depart from, leave the Christian faith concerning Jesus. In other words, depart from Christianity. Depart from the evil of Christianity. Now, when I was born, the physical chains were already off. I began to learn how to read. It did not take long before I began to realize I did not know anything. Sounds paradoxical. Learning to read, and the first thing you are learning is you do not know anything. But that is not illogical at all. The admission of ignorance is the beginning of a learning process. He who thinks he knows does not seek to learn. If one thinks he or she knows, then he or she does not seek to learn. Ignorance becomes a catalyst for learning. Ignorance, awareness, is a justifiable addition to the precept we began with. Hear this. Oh, you know nothing at all. Learn how to read, and when you have done that, depart from, leave the evil of the Christian religion. The chains were off when I came into the world. I began to learn how to read. I realized I knew nothing at all. Knowledge of my ignorant state was a positive thing for me. I knew that I knew nothing. I was now fully open to learn. I was really ready to learn. I was learning to read like a young child. Everything became new to me. I was experiencing the thrill of learning. It was out with the old and in with the new. It was a very exciting and challenging time. Now, the book I have employed since beginning my quest to learn how to read is the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. It has exacted these things and more of me. Attentiveness, patience, courage, confidence, persistence, excellence, and faithfulness. At this time, we can add this direction to the beginning precept. This direction says, take to yourself the AVB. The precept, the beginning precept, now reads, when the chains come off, go. You know nothing at all. Take to yourself the AVB and learn how to read. And when you have done that, depart from, leave the evil of the Christian faith. So I took to myself the AVB. The time came when I put myself under the tutelage of the Word of God. And it, the Word of God, has become, and this has been going on for some years now, it has become not just my teacher, my counselor, my guide, but a very close companion as well, one who knows me in a way no human being does. Allow me to say that the Word of God was very glad upon arriving at me. Why is that so? That is so because coming and arriving at me marked the end of its quest to find God. In me, the Word of God has fulfilled its first and foremost purpose, that of finding God. The Word of God is he who has known my agenda and guided me with a careful and watchful eye to ensure each agenda is carried out. Briefly, some of the things listed on the agenda and fulfilled by me, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, are: 1. Find the knowledge of God. 2. Seek and search out all things. 3. Show the work of the law. 4. Show judgment to the Gentiles. 5. Send forth my truth to the people. 6. Show myself to the people. 7. Make my name known to the people. And 8. Strengthen my brethren. So when I was born, the chains were already off. I took to myself the AZB. I began to learn how to read. I realized I did not know anything at all. I put myself under the tutelage of the Word of God. The Word of God has told me this thing in Job 34:33 and in Luke 22:32, saying, "When thou, Lord God, Tommy Hart, art converted, speak what thou knowest, and strengthen thy brethren." Now that too should be added to the beginning precept. The beginning precept now reads, "Go, you know nothing at all, take to yourself the AZB, learn how to read, and when you have done that, and you have been converted, and you have departed and left the Christian faith, speaking what you know, strengthen your brethren." That is the mandate for the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. It is the precept in its totality was intended for God, for me, the Lord Tommy Hart. The precept in its totality has been received and performed by the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Question: what is the crux of the matter? Answer: 1. The crux of the matter is my learning to read is a factor in the salvation which the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, has so graciously and wonderfully provided for you. 2. The crux of the matter is God's ability to read is essential for your salvation. 3. In order for me, the Lord God, Tommy Hart, to answer the question, what is truth, I had to first learn how to read. The crux of the matter is this: learning to read led me to depart from the faith concerning Jesus. Learning to read led me to depart from the Christian faith. Observation, or question rather, what is learning to read? With me, the Lord God, Tommy Hart, learning to read is a process. In learning to read, I learned how to hear. I learned to listen. And in learning to hear, I learned to think, evaluate information. And in learning to think, I learned how to formulate ideas and form opinions. And in learning how to think and form opinions, I learned how to reason. And in learning how to reason, I learned how to speak with clarity and make my ideas known in an easy-to-understand manner. And in learning how to speak with clarity, I learned how to communicate. Conclusion: In my learning how to read, I learned how to communicate with a lot of other things in between. Hear this: reading is communication. With God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, the ability to read is the ability to communicate. Therefore, communication is the brainchild of reading. Let truth be told, the world is greatly benefited by my learning how to read. Question: how so? Answer: truth and salvation are the fruits of my learning how to read. Therefore, truth and salvation are the products of reading, namely, God's ability to read. So from the beginning, the precept was to God and not man. Read the precept with you once more. Though you know nothing at all, take to yourself the AVB. Learn how to read, and when you have done that, and when you have been converted, and you have departed and left the Christian faith, speaking what you know, strengthen your brethren. That's the mandate for God. That's the mandate which I have received. That is the mandate which I have fulfilled. Here is what has happened. Learning to read led me to depart, leave, forsake the Christian faith concerning Jesus. And through my example and my work, I strengthened my brethren. I strengthened them to receive salvation. That is, I strengthened them to turn from the evil of Christianity. I strengthened them to turn to the Lord their God by my own heart. I strengthened them to obey the word of the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hark. Quit the faith like God. God has quit the Christian faith. Follow his steps. Follow his example. And don't forget, Paul is a transgressor. Paul is a liar. And those who teach the Pauline doctrine, the Gentiles and others now, they are liars as well, and they are transgressors. Join me next time.